promoted as both social and intellectual. The Scholars at Hall Wall's lecture series offers its audiences a chance to engage with experts on a wide variety of subjects. Offered by UB's Humanities Institute, the spirit of the series is very much at the core of what higher learning is all about. So says the Institute's Executive Director, Dr. Elizabeth Otto.
I think all of us who are faculty at UB, we're scholars, we're hired for the books we write and the articles that we write, but on the day-to-day level, we're teachers, and we really care about talking about ideas and talking about ideas with a wide variety of people, not just with each other. The humanities are really about engaging with things like the meaning of life or why history is important or why write anything. So these are the kinds of things that we want to bring more broadly to the public. And our scholars do that in a really interesting and engaging and very specific way.
The series, which begins this Friday at 4, is held at Hall Wall's Contemporary Arts Center on Delaware Avenue, and it continues to run on select Fridays through May.
We have scholars this time from 8 different disciplines, including history, visual studies, which is my own department. That's an artist who's speaking, music, geography, women's studies, global gender studies is the program, Asian studies, and they also cover a global array of topics, pretty much from all the countries of the world, and history that goes back several hundreds of years to novels that were written within the last 5 years. Our first topic is Professor Andreas Daum from history, and he'll be talking about Alexander von Humboldt, who was one of the first global explorers in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And using, though, his trip and how this kind of amazing guy who went all over South America, he talked to Jefferson, he traveled for months, he collected specimens and then opened up his collection to anyone who was a qualified scientist when he was back in Germany.
The speakers for Scholars at Hall Walls are UB faculty members who Professor Otto says compete for fellowships and a chance to spend a semester away from teaching, allowing much-needed time for in-depth study and research. Part of that is providing a Friday program at Hall Walls over the coming months. You can find a list of the topics at WBFO.org. They're all very specific and very intriguing, the most curious of which may have been saved for last.
So Jonathan Golove is in the Department of Music. He's a cellist. He's performed all over the world. But another project area for him is this thing called the theremin cello, which is an experimental electronic instrument developed in the 1920s by this Russian experimenter. And the theremin cello is really easy to play, but it's very difficult to play well. So he's going to be doing this piece called Mental Radio at the very end of our series in May. And this is our one evening performance. It's from 6 to 8, where he's going to be doing this experimental piece with voices, and you can talk to him about it at the end. And I think it'll be really just interesting to see this instrument played. I think it's very unearthly. It sounds kind of ghostly. But this will also be the world premiere of a new piece of music.
The most overused acronym in higher education this side of SUNY may be STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The teaching of these topics, or to hear the roar of the crowd, the lack of teaching of these topics is at the core of what is dragging the United States to runner-up status in the global marketplace. In her role as executive director of UB's Humanities Institute, Dr. Otto has an open mind when it comes to the status STEM has attained, but not without giving her subject matter equal time.
You hear employers actually saying what they want are thinkers. They don't want someone who has a skill that's going to sunset within 5 years. They want people who know how to solve problems, who know how to get along with each other, and who can really talk about ideas and think out problems and figure out solutions. And that's really what the humanities is about.
The intellectually curious are likely to be more than satisfied at lectures offered in the Scholars at Hall Wall series. The subject matter may get heavy at times, but Dr. Otto assures that great effort is undertaken to make the series accessible.
This Friday at 4 o'clock at Hall Walls, which is on Delaware Avenue, and things go until about 6. There's time for questions and answers, and the scholars love to really engage people and answer all different kinds of questions. And there'll be wine and cheese, and it's free and open to everyone.
Again, the Scholars at Hall Walls lecture series offered by UB's Humanities Institute starts this Friday at 4 at Hall Walls Contemporary Arts Center, 341 Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.